ho, Santa Claus here. The holidays, well, they're just around the corner, and if you still have names on your list, you've quit being a bastard. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. I found this custom pet portrait blanket. That's a mouthful. That's what she said. Yeah, you send in a pic of your dog, and they print it in a cozy blanket. They put it on a blanket. It's genius. I got one for my mom with her dog Gus on it, and she cried. She cried so much I cried. Gus barked. It was a huge hit. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses, which rules. You also get to give something cool and support the people who made it. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year that you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/about. That's uncommongoods.com/about for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips for the football?
Your best bet is to head over to BetVictor. They're giving new customers a terrific welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they'll give you £30 in free bets.
Phew, that's a steal of a deal.
It's a good darn deal that'll make you squeal for real. Neil?
My name's not Neil.
I know, but it rhymes.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the football at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in and bet on any football marketing at odds of evens or greater. No cash out, 7-day expiry, terms and conditions apply. Gamblerware.org.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here, and happy Thanksgiving to you all. Thanksgiving, wow, maybe the best holiday of all time. The food, the camaraderie, the sitting around, smoking weed, the watching football. The not doing shit, that's what I love about it. There's always something to do, but try to take a few days off. Enjoy yourself. I reached out on Instagram and asked for people to DM me some stories and whatnot, and I'm going around sending random Venmos to people for a little bit of help this holiday season. And you know what? Whether you're doing that, find something. Find something to do to give somebody a little bit of help that needs it. That's my message. Grateful for you guys. Thanks for listening. Today is the best of Kansas City. It was dropped on my YouTube about 3 weeks ago, but the audio is one of my favorites from the best of series. Check it out on youtube.com/Adam Ray Comedy. But enjoy the audio here today. Best of Adam Ray, Kansas City. Did it 5 shows at the Kansas City Funny Bone in October. So fun. Speaking of so fun, Houston, Fort Worth, Austin, you guys were awesome. A lot of stuff coming up. San Antonio, December 5th and 6th. God bless you. Coming up. Can't wait. First time LOL Comedy Club, December 5th and 6th. The 7th and 9th, I will now be with Dave Chappelle. I cannot wait. In Vancouver and Seattle. Holy shit. December 10th is a sold out Biden stand-up special at the Comedy Store. December 16th, oh baby, Last Dr. Phil, Will Turn Theater. Tickets almost gone. AdamRayComedy.com. Also, December 19th, The Moore Theater, my first theater show in Seattle, hometown show. Tickets almost gone for that too. AdamRayComedy.com. AdamRayComedy.com for all your Dr. Phil and Adam Ray merch. Tour date info. The Who Is Me Theater Tour starts in January, goes through April and July, and I cannot wait. All those tickets. Tampa, Orlando, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, New York, Boston, Portland, San Francisco, Sacramento, Detroit, Vegas at the Wynn, March 20th. I cannot wait, dude. So many fun shows coming up. Can't wait for you guys to be there. Nashville, shout out. Big shout out. Love Nashville. 5 sold-out shows at Zanies. I cannot wait to put all those clips up. But, yeah, just loving you guys. Just got to get some sleep. All right. Enjoy the episode. Thanks for following Adam Ray Comedy on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. And enjoy the hell out of your Thanksgiving and enjoy the weekend, baby. See you next week.
Hey, it's Herbert. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
What's up, dude? No sleeves. I love it, dude. The comfiest guy in KC. Look at that, dude. He's wearing sweats. Did you just come from coaching a co-ed pickleball team? What's going on? What is the is the shirt? It's got a fun logo on the left titty. What does that signify?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
No.
Oh, fuck. Are you sure you're, yeah, in the right place? Should you be in a weed dispensary or a fentanyl AA meeting? Or, yeah, what's your first name? Like Gavin or Travis or... It's Kyle? Yeah, all right. Still white. Not as fun, is what I said. Kyle, what do you do here in KC? All right, let's just move on. Jesus Christ.
Like now or like in 2029? Because our counter's filling up, dude.
I love it, dude. And Kyle, who's the who's filling out the rest of the table here? I'm going to go ahead and say brother, right?
Yep.
Yep. Did you just, fucking, what, did you just swallow a pigeon? What was that?
Yep.
Kyle, brother. And what's your brother's name?
Derek.
Derek. And Derek, how long have you and Kyle been brothers? How? Yeah.
Probably 21 years.
21 years? Let's go. You're very affable, Kyle. Anybody ever tell you that? Do you know what that means? Affable?
No.
Okay. It means like likable. Like you have a sweet disposition. And this is mom and dad.
Yep.
Let's go, dude. And Kyle, does he have a job, guys? Or you, I mean, very sweet kid. He's,
he
probably...
He does.
He does, yeah. Derek just went like this. I don't know if that's... We're just moving on to his... I don't know if Derek's like, he's got a little bit of a job or he's got a little bit of a penis. Like, what is that? Because where I'm from, when people do that, it's not never a good sign. What's fuck yeah, Kyle, that's awesome. Yeah, what do you do for work then, Kyle? Then we'll get some bits here.
What?
Okay. Am I in a hidden camera show right now? Is this a real guy? Kyle, like for work, like job-wise, what do you do?
He wants to be like you.
You want to be a comedian? You
rap?
All right, we're going to come back to this. I have to do the show that I've prepared, but I'll be honest, all I'm going to be thinking about is what his rap name is. All right, we'll come back to that. Keep it going for Kyle, guys. That's a sweet guy. Sweet guy with a tiny dick. But you got to go outside, man. Too much fun to be had. Too much fun. My man, you know, you went outside tonight. What's that shirt say? It says Goose. Goose, is that a band? What kind of music do they play?
It's kind of a jam band kind of thing.
Jam band, yeah. The shirt, yeah, conveyed. It's a lot of fun colors and stuff. Yeah, a lot of. You take drugs to go see this band?
Not this time.
Not this time. Yeah, not this time. Not this time. What? Like not this time. Last time at the show? What do you mean by that? Yeah. Not this time.
Yeah.
Do you understand the confusion on my part? Not this time. Like meaning last time you saw him.
Right.
Yeah. So you're speaking in present past tense. Yeah. And what's one of the hit singles from Goose?
Oh, man.
People keep calling us geese, but we goose. We goose. We Goose is actually a good name for a song. What is it? So it's jam band, yeah. Let's go. And you do drugs usually. What kind of drugs? What's your name?
Scott.
Scott, let's go. I'm not a cop, by the way, so you can lighten up. Scott, what kind of like shroomies and just edibles?
It's
been a long time, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What do you do now for work, Scott?
I work at Utility Truck Parts, Altec.
Let's go. I think you just made that up. Yeah. What is that? Is that the name of the place or that's the name of the job?
Altec is the company.
Altec is the company. And was that the dream?
Yeah.
As a young kid, you want to be work at Altec? That's why I asked, because I love stand up, but like you had aspirations. We all did, right, when you were a little kid. So what was that kid dream for you, Scotty?
Music,
yeah. To also be in a band.
Yep.
Do you play an instrument?
I do.
What do you play?
Guitar.
Let's go. And were you ever in a band?
Still in a band.
Still in a band. Let's give it a shout out.
Yeah. Shitty Beatles.
Shitty Beatles. Wait, you're Scott from the Shitty Beatles? We'll be right back. Okay, that is... Wow. Wait, Scott. Shitty Beatles. Where's your next show? St. Joe, Missouri. And where is that from here?
40 minutes.
40 minutes, not too far. Yeah, and the band is pretty. You guys are all, you know, pretty. Everyone's in it to win it. No one's showing signs of, you know, breaking off to go Timberlake.
Strong at the moment.
Strong at the moment. Let's go, dude. Shitty Beatles. And how about one of your hit singles? We couldn't remember one of Goose's tracks, but what about Shitty Beatles?
Yes. Shitty Love Me Do.
Shitty Love Me Do. Are you a Shitty
Walrus.
Beatles cover band?
Yes.
You are. Yeah, but you're probably a pretty good Beatles cover band.
You try.
Yeah.
The expectation low.
Let's go, dude. I met Paul McCartney once at the comedy club in LA, probably 2012. Yeah, it was wild. My buddy was like, hey, no pressure. But there's like 30 people in the crowd. He's like, no pressure, but Paul McCartney's here. I was like, hey, dude, all the pressure. I was doing this joke about Shania Twain at the time, and I was like, it was the only joke I had that was like music-oriented, so I was like, I'm going to do that. It was a joke where I was like, Shania Twain makes it real tough for guys to get on her good side, right? She's always like, so you have a car. That don't impress me much. And I'm like, that took me a long time to save up for it, bitch. I still am making payments on a 2010 Ford Escape, you know? Really dumb joke, you know, I should still do it. You guys like it, right? But Paul, I get off stage, and I'm like, I'm going to walk right past where he's sitting. He's sitting in the back room like this. The door to leave the club is right there. So I'm like, I'm going to walk past Paul, hoping that he'll kind of like tap me on the shoulder and go, hey, you want to be best friends forever, you know? That's what I thought in my head. And I walk past him, and, you know, lo and behold, he taps me and goes, Adam, that don't impress me much. Very funny, right? And I was like, yeah. Didn't know what to say, right? And then he's like, you know, you sit down, let's have a drink. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, what are we having? And I was like, I don't know. I'll drink anything. I'll do anything to you. I'm very vulnerable right now. Like, what do you want? What do you want from me, you know? And Paul McCartney, I swear to God, goes, let's get margaritas. And I was like, yeah, dude, you could have said, let's piss in each other's mouths. And I would have, you know, started, you know. And so we're sitting there, and I'm not laughing at all. You know how it is when you're sitting next to someone. You want to share. It's what you're all doing here tonight. You go to a show so you can like look at the person next to you and go, did you think that was funny too? We have similar sensibilities. You know? We write the same stuff. That's why you go with somebody, right? So Paul sat me down to have that moment, but I'm so nervous. In my head, I'm like, don't fucking get hard, don't fucking fart, you know? Like, I don't know, like, getting hard is a weird concern, but like, my dick's never met Paul McCartney, so how do I know he wasn't gonna be like, hey, what's going on over there? Is that Paul McCartney, you know? So I'm sitting there just, you know, clenching everything, and so, you know, Paul would laugh and then look at me for like confirmation of like, you know, did you also enjoy that, you know? And I wasn't listening, so I remember the first time something happened, crowd laughed, he turns to me, and I just was like, oh, yeah. Overcompensated. I didn't want to overstay my welcomes, guys, so I got up at one point, and I was like, I gotta get out. I gotta, you know, cash in my chips early. I don't want him to be like, all right, we're done here, you know? He kicked me the fuck out, so I get up, I go, Paul, what an honor, dude. Thanks for the margarita. You know, getting to just be around you. Thanks for all the great times and all the tunes. And you know, it's just a fucking an honor to meet you. And he was like, yeah, it's all good. And he's like, you know, and what are we cheersing to, by the way? We never cheers. And I was like, yeah, to living it up, man, and just having a great, to hang it out again. And he goes, what else you got? And I was like, I don't know. And he goes, how about to keep it a groovy, baby? I was like, fucking, to keep it a groovy, baby, you know? And then as I walked away, I've never done this before, but I put up a backwards peace sign, and I wanted to, in my head, I go, say peace, man. Like, I saw as far as going, just say peace, man, as you're exiting line, and then throw up a peace sign. But my throat, like, closed up, because I got so nervous, so I go, beep, and then he was like, what's that? I was like, hey. Sorry, man, that's one of the shitty Beatles songs. Beep, man. Tonight, after the Late Show, what is the power... the Power and Light District still a thing? Yeah. Did you guys go fuck around down there? Yeah? Yeah. My man with the porn star mustache, where do you like to reside? Say it again? Arcade Up Down. Arcade Up Down? Yeah. Fucking yeah, dude. Fucking yeah, dude. I got the Donkey Kong record, dude. Fucking trying to be my fucking Donkey Kong record, dude. Dude, I love your voice, dude. That's what I love about the Midwest, dude. Like, I'm from Seattle. Like, I don't know if I have an accent or not, but like, you fucking, we're all where we're from. Like, you fucking, yeah, fucking Tetris, man. Tetris is fucking overrated, man. Tetris. My man, what's your first name? Were you the guy who did the dog wolf?
No.
Okay. You sure? Like, I'm more of a ferret guy. I got a real good ferret impression. Rabbit noises. All right, the floor is yours. Everybody quiet. Sir, what is your first name?
Joshua.
What a hilarious way to pronounce your name. Joshua. I'll be honest, I think I know two Joshuas ever in my life, and they both go, I'm Joshua. But you really hit that J like, Joshua. Did you fucking fuck her? Joshua, where... Where did you get this skill set of being able to impersonate? Say it again. Playing with rabbits in the yards. Who's yards, Joshua? Say it again. Say it again. Every's yards. Neighbor's yards. Okay, so you were a little bit of a. You don't have all the updates on your hard drive, do you, Joshua? So you're playing out in neighbor's yards. Parents were like, dude, just fucking. If you're not causing trouble here, go cause it somewhere else. Be a kid, right? They were. I like that from your folks. Out of your yard. So you start in your yard. Yeah, I put that together. Yeah. So you start in your yard, and then you'd migrate over to the neighbor's yards. The neighbors had rabbits, yeah? Oh. The plot thickens. Where the fuck did the rabbits come from, Joshua? Say it again. Oh, yeah. Let's just skip right to the chase. So the rabbit... So let's say... How about this, Joshua? I'm coming up on a bunch of rabbits, right? Let's say I'm in your neighbor's yard, and I'm you, circa fucking, I don't know, 25 years ago, right? And I'm coming up, and I come up on all these rabbits, and I come up, and then all of a sudden I hear the rabbits go... Shut the fuck up. Go ahead. Thank you for your service. Dude, I love you. That was awesome. Thanks for committing to that. That wasn't easy. I put you on the spot. It was real quiet. I gotta be honest, I'd say nobody wanted to hear you do that. But I did, and that's all that matters. You stepped it up for me. I could hear that shit from up here, could you? And you were doing something with you were doing some sort of fucking Sebastian crab hands. What was that? You were going like... Say it again. Yeah, what's with the hand motions? Do rabbits do that? They're little thumbs. Oh shit. Maybe we are fucked. I don't know. Maybe the. I've got obviously there's another shirt here. This is me smoking a couple blunts like Snoop. It says, we'll be right back on the back. I mean, I gotta give it to the fucking bunny kid. Who's the bunny kid? You wanna come on up and grab this, my man? Yeah. I mean, I think we're all pretty curious what you look like.
I got a haircut from Adam Ray. I was like, dude, my hair looks bad. If you see me in the crowd, I'm going to see me. I'm sexy. So.
Can we get some subtitles?
I've been drinking, dog.
Dude, I think you found your first single. I've been drinking, dog.
You, dude. I pregame for you, dude.
You pregame for me?
Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah, dude. Like,
Adam Ray fucking live. Let's go, dude.
Dude, I love you, dude. Can you rock this shirt? So sweet. Come to the front of the meet and greet line. We'll take a picture, all right? Yeah. No, I was just fucking around. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. No, yeah, for real. Come to the front of the line, all right? When we get outside. Yeah. I'll meet you there in like 5 minutes. Cool? Yeah. You guys couldn't see, but he just acted like he was going down a slope on two skis. Also, he had some pretty cool moves when he got up here. It's like, wait, what was your first name? I didn't even get your name. Oh, that's right. Oh my God, the fuck did I forget that? Oh my God, so sweet. Well, please come say what up if you gotta get out of here. All good. Check out the Dr. Phil specials. We might run a few back next year. If we brought another one back here to KC, would you guys come out?
They're all on YouTube. We dropped one yesterday with Adam Devine, Johnny Knoxville, Joe DeRosa. I've got a few more left. But it's one of the few impressions I do. I did just play Jay Leno on the Hulu Pam and Tommy show. Hulu did this 8-episode miniseries about the Pam and Tommy sex tape. Sebastian Stan played Tommy Lee. Lily James won an Emmy and played Pam. They put me in 4 hours of makeup to play Jay Leno. I don't know what I could do with Jay Leno. Just started farting around one day. I was like, hey, we got a great show for you tonight. I think we'll get all day, yeah? Got the job. So now I'm working on some new impressions in case some other parts come along that I can fit the bill for. I want to make sure I'm prepared to seize the opportunity and grab the gig. So I'd love to close this show out by doing a few of those new impressions, and then we'll go outside and enjoy the rest of our Friday night. Sound good? All right, this first impression is, this is my man Joshua back here. This is my man Joshua. Josh, do you got a girl in your life currently? Say it again. You do? You love her? What's her name?
Allie Andrews, bro.
Shout out. Allie Andrews? Let's go. Shout out. Yeah. And what does she do for work?
She's a boss.
She's a Yeah. All right. Where is she like a fucking boss, man? Or is she like a, or is she like a boss at like a Lady Foot Locker?
At a cup shop.
Let's go. Oh, that feels like a red flag. Yeah. Okay, cool. And then you work again, Joshua, where?
I'm a maintenance man, bro.
Maintenance man. Let's go, dude. Let's give the comp. What did you scream out, Josh? Okay. And yeah. Rain check, but let's... when I get back to LA, if something pops up, I'll hit you up on the gram. I bet you are good at your job. You're living it up. It's Friday night in KC, and you're going for it. But I bet when push comes to shove and shove comes... But I didn't get any of that. Yeah. One more time. Westwards, KC?
Westport,
KC. That's where you work? What's the company? Let's give it a shout out. But what is the name of the company, Josh? Josh, the name of the company? Westworks. Westbrooks. Got it. You standing up made all the difference. All right, this is Josh. How long have you, Josh, and Allie Andrews been together? It's fair. Not gonna... Fucking white DMX. All right. Well, this is this impression is Joshua and Allie Andrews on their first date, circa, let's say, fucking 6 years ago, right? I'll be playing both parts. Little applause to get it going. Here we go.
Oh my God, thank you so much, by the way, for bringing me to the Olive Garden. I've never actually been to the OG. It's, you know, I just spend all my days in the coffee shop, and it's a little grueling. It's, you know, today I had to stab a woman in the neck for asking me for too many pumps of sugar-free vanilla, but I'm a boss, so I'll fuck you up. But thank you again, Joshua.
Joshua, but you know, I'm gonna give you a free pass. I'm gonna give it. You can pass, go collect $200. And yeah, I know what you're thinking. I am fucked up right now. But, cause I like to drink and I like to think about my next move that involves booze. Dr. Seuss. But no, I appreciate Allie Andrews. I don't know. I've never met somebody with AA. I mean, I've been to AA, but I don't know an AA live with booze. So that's the fucking, yeah.
Well, that's so sweet. And so what do you like to do?
Well, I'll fix your house. I fix your, you got a lamp that fell over, you got a roof that caved in, you got a pool that went lost all the water, you got...
No, right now I'm in an apartment, so.
But you might be fucking.
What's the name of your company?
Westbrook. 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 LLC, I own my own motherfucking business, baby. Or no, or... But that's not all I do. I also do impressions.
Oh my God, you do. I'm really that's so funny. There's this comedian that I might go see at the Funny Bone in a few months.
Are you fucking Adam Ray? Dude, that's right. I'm pre-gaming right now for 6 months from now for Adam Ray. I'm getting fucked up for my fucking Adam Ray. I fucking... That's my guy. Can I? I already practiced, I'm gonna give him a hug.
Well, that's super sweet. Yeah, well, maybe we'll go to the show.
No, I'm probably gonna bring my best friend, but. Thanks for the offer. I do voices.
What can you do?
So when I was a kid, I prayed with a lot of rabbits.
Oh my God, where? Like at a zoo?
No, in yards.
What do you, like where, like who's
the neighbors of the yard. I started in my yard, you know, and then I'd go to a neighbor yard, and go to another neighbor yard, and another neighbor yard, and another neighbor yard. And you go up to the rabbit, and they're all like, you know, ooh, look at my thumbs, you know, and it's like. So here's my impression of a rabbit. Fucking sucking on your tits. All right, you guys were a lot of fun. Thank you very much. You guys were amazing, man. Thank you very much for coming out. Appreciate you guys coming out. God bless. Happy holidays. Oh, you guys were amazing, man. Thank you so much. I'll see you outside. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Do you ever get that feeling that something just doesn't add up when sending money online? I know, I have too. Scammers are getting more creative, more scammy, especially around the holidays. They're fake shopping. They're getting you to go on bonkers sites and deals that look too good to be true. That's why I love Cash App. Their built-in security keeps your money safe and alerts you if something seems off. You can lock or unlock your Cash App card instantly in the app, set up a PIN, Face ID or fingerprint, and basically stay one step ahead of scams while still sending money quickly and easily. I use Cash App all the time to pay friends, buy gifts, or just, moving money around. Threw up in my mouth. I'm so excited. It's simple, secure, and honestly saves a lot of stress this time of year. Plus, their 24/7 monitoring helps catch unusual activity before it becomes a prob. And, you know, your money's protected. For a limited time only, new Cash App customers can use my exclusive code to earn some additional cash. For real. Just download the Cash App, use the exclusive referral code SECURE10 in your profile. Send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you'll get $10 dropped right into your account. Terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank. Member FDIC. Promotions provided by Cash App. A Block Inc. Brand. Visit cashapp.com/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa Claus here. The holidays, well, they're just around the corner. And if you still have names on your list, you've quit being a bastard. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. I found this custom pet portrait blanket. That's a mouthful. That's what she said. Yeah, you send in a pic of your dog and they print it in a cozy blanket. They put it on a blanket. It's genius. I got one for my mom with her dog Gus on it and she cried. She cried so much I cried. Gus barked. It was a huge hit. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses, which rules. You also get to give something cool and support the people who made it. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year that you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/about. That's uncommongoods.com/about for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Did you ever hit that moment in life when you realize I'm out of contacts? Not weird, sketchy people from your past in your phone. I'm talking about the times in your life where you're like, dude,
Could it get any worse? I'm digging up old glasses I haven't worn in years just to try to see my future. Well, don't stress about it, because your next pair is always on the way from 1-800-CONTACTS. I order mine online. They deliver the exact contacts from my doctor that he prescribes, or she, and I can even renew my prescription from home with their express exam. It takes less than 10 minutes, and I get a doctor-issued prescription without ever leaving my house. It rules! Fast, free shipping if you need them even faster. They have next-day teleport shipping. And look, they've been in the business for over 30 years, millions of contacts in stock, unbeatable customer service, and a best price guarantee. If you find that your contacts are cheaper elsewhere, dude, they will match it and even cover everything from strong prescriptions to astigmatism, so you know that you're getting exactly what you need. That's a big word. Sorry, it took me a second to process. Free returns, free torn lens replacements, and 24/7 support make it easy and stress-free. If you hate running out of contacts or dealing with appointments every time that you're low, dude, 1-800-CONTACTS is the solution. You get the same contacts that your doctor prescribes delivered right to your door. Getting contacts doesn't have to be a hassle. Let 1-800-CONTACTS get you the contact lenses you need right now. Order online at 1-800-CONTACTS.com or download the free 1-800-CONTACTS app today. Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Have you ever spent $150 on a bottle of cologne? Then you get home, you sprayed it on, and immediately you think to yourself, wow, I smell like a mistake. Yeah, me too. It's painful. That's why I love micro perfumes. They let you try luxury scents without committing to a full bottle or throwing cash down the drain. I'm talking Dior, Tom Ford, Creed, the real deal for just a few bucks. Here's the fun part. You get pocket-sized vials so you can test drive your scent before you buy. That's what we all want. Test drive before you buy. Your fragrance, like your first handshake, it says a lot before you even open your mouth. You want something bold, classic, nostalgic? Micro perfumes make it easy to find your vibe. I've tested a few myself and discovered some scents that I wouldn't have guessed that I would have loved. But you know what? It rules. The shipping's fast. Can even keep a couple in my bag for travel or nights out, maybe in the car, my pocket, wherever. Sometimes you just need to smell like a million bucks, and you don't want to have a big-ass bottle in your purse or your fanny pack. No knockoffs, no guessing, just real designer fragrances ready when you are. Honestly, it's the smartest way to avoid that $200 bottle disaster. That was my nickname in middle school. So why commit blind to a $200 bottle? Find your scent, soulmate, today and get up to 60% off at microperfumes.com/ALN. Just for my listeners, that's microperfumes.com/ALN for up to 60% off. Microperfumes.com/ALN. Real scents, no regrets. Right, Johnny Depp?
That's right, Adam.
Thanks, Johnny.
Your birthday, how old are you? Can I take a guess? Like some sort of carnival trick? Yeah, 45.
Fuck, 42.
Okay. Close, yeah. But also unfortunate that I guessed that, you know? You used to party a lot? Yeah. 3 years, give or take, though. That's for everybody. You want to take a shot at me? But, like, don't, you know, like truly, like, try. You know, don't. 41. 43. All right, well, now I feel bad. He's like, you're hot. I'd fuck you. But, yeah. I'm going to die soon, so. That's awesome. Thanks. What's your first name, man?
Daniel.
Let's go, dude. Guys, happy birthday for Daniel. Come on. Maybe we'll take a shot. I'll take a shot with you before the show's over. How about that? Let's go, dude. I wasn't going to drink tonight, but, you know, went in KC, man. You guys drink. Isn't the drinking age like 15 out here? By the way, this time I laughed, this time I was like, yep. It is. All my kids are hammered right now. Well, man, how you doing? You're just staring at the ground. That's never a good sign. You all right, my man? Yeah, just fine. Is it too close for comfort? You don't want to make eye contact? The last 4 minutes, I saw you just staring right into the stage, hoping that, like, Carrot Top would just pop out of the fucking ground. What's your first name, my man? Give me a little fist bump to get this.
Ralphie.
Ralphie, let's go. Ralphie, your hat says NASCAR Winston Cup Series. Have you been to the NASCAR?
Yes, sir.
Let's go, dude. What, big fan of driving?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. What's your favorite part about it? I've never been. If I was to go, what should I look out for, Ralphie?
I like the vibrations.
The vibrations. Yeah. All right, Mark Wahlberg, yeah. Thought that was a pretty fun reference. Good vibrations, Mark Wahlberg and the Funky Boy. Okay, let's move on. Ralphie, what do you do for work where you get to take time off and enjoy the car races from time to time?
I'm in sales.
You're in sales. What are you selling? What are you pushing on the public?
Roofs.
Roofs?
Yeah.
Fucking, we all need one. How do you pitch me a roof? Let's say I'm a homeless guy. Pitch me a roof. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, my friend. My friend. Yeah, my friend. Come on, get man, a little bit of cash, my friend. Just a little bit of cash. Come on, man. I'm trying to get to my son's softball game. Man. The Ozarks. What's your pitch? What's your roof pitch?
Hey, you need one.
Awesome. Hey, you need one.
Hey, man, you've been living inside that cardboard box for a little bit too long, some would say. Maybe it's time to... It's time to put another box on top of that box.
Let's go, Ralphie. Was that the dream, to be in roofs?
Hell yeah, brother.
Was it really?
Yeah.
So young Ralphie was like, someday I'm a... Like, you know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, as I want to be a baseball broadcaster. So I'm talking, like, take me back. Like, young Ralphie, like... Yep. Like, 5'6". Like, were you, like... Were you, like, you know, astronaut, firefighter? Or was roofing, truly, as a childhood dream?
Football at first.
Football first. There we go.
When that fails, you got to go for roofs.
When that fails, you got to go for roofs. Yeah. Is that on your business card?
Yeah. Hey, man, when football fails, you got to go for roofs.
What's the name of the company? Let's give it a shout out, Ralph.
Shamrock Roofing.
Shamrock Roofing. Have we heard of it? Oh, shit.
Yes, sir.
And Ralphie, who is this to your left?
Lauren.
Lauren, how long have you and Ralphie been together?
Together.
You're not together. Well, not with that attitude. Yeah, you got to fucking believe in yourself. You've been friends for a while?
Yeah.
Let's go. Is this just like a... But comedy isn't aphrodisiac, so, you know, are we just... Is it one of those things where, like, you guys laugh and then, like... Yeah, and, you know, if she laughs at something, you know, like a fucking... Like a dick joke, and then you're like, that was funny. I have one, by the way. Like, is there... When you guys have locals coming to town, what do you, like... What do you pimp them out to? Like, what's the thing? The jazz club? Barbecue jazz club.
The shady lady.
You sure that's just not your condo?
The shady lady with a lady who's shady.
Thanks, Dr. Seuss. Anyone else?
You got a bunch of weed.
You got a bunch of weed, man. Do you grow it? Do you grow your weed, my man? Who said that?
I got weed.
Let's go. What's your name?
Tyler.
Tyler, let's go. Do you grow it, Ty? Wow. I'm 9 feet away from you with an amplification device, and you didn't understand what I just said. You can't hear? Are you a little deafy-deaf?
Oh, no, I can hear you.
You can hear me, yeah. So, weed. So, like, what do you... I said you grow it, basically.
No, I just smoke it.
Just smoke it. Great. Yeah, and what do you like to do when you get high? What's your first move?
I do it in the morning. I do it in the night.
We'll be right back. All right. No, what I meant was the original question, Ty. Like, what do you like to do? Not when, why, what temperature it is outside. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, well, first I make a spaghetti sauce from scratch. And then I turn on Xbox and just wait for people to join. My dad played the bass clarinet in middle school.
Tyler, So, like, what, like, music, hanging out?
SoundCloud.
Okay, yeah, a lot of rap. Are you into rap or what?
Yeah, man, you know.
I don't know. That's why I asked, yeah. What's your favorite genre of tunes? Like, karaoke. If you're going to do karaoke tonight post-show, what are you going with? A little, you know, a little Sean Mullins, a little Katy Perry, a little Tupac?
My favorite karaoke,
Dude, what are you on right now, dude? Yeah, there's a real... I'm putting you on the spot. I feel it. I know. I'm sorry. You're doing your best. Take your time. Sound it out. Say it again.
I wasn't expecting to do karaoke.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I wasn't inviting you to... Oh, my God. It's tough to hate you, dude. You're super affable. But I love it. I was like, what sort of genre of music do you like? If you're going to sing, you're like, I can't sing now, man. I ate a bong an hour ago, man. I fucking put 60 grams of fucking edibles up my asshole, dude. I can't sing any fucking Jelly Roll, man. Saturday in KC? Sir, fuck yeah, dude. Right up front with that beard. That's not distracting. It's a very KC, yeah. Nobody asked you to stroke your beard like that. I guess it's tough to not, when you have that piece of machinery, it's tough to not. How often are you stroking? All right, let's move on. I feel like, no, everyone wants to know, how when you have something like that, how much are you just playing with it like that? Too much? Yeah. And who is this to your right, sir? Your wife, yeah. And can you concur? Yeah, does it ever get in the way? Family dinners, he's just too much eye contact and said he puts food in it. Oh God. Yeah. How long you've been together? Safe to say, long enough to where that's not getting in the way. Yeah. Does he ever? It probably tickled, right? Like it's probably. Oh, nobody else was thinking that with a beard like this. Maybe you can't see what I can see, sir. Do you mind standing up and showing the room real quick what you're working with? Yeah. Look at that thing, dude. He waved. You're welcome. Terry Tickler, they call me. What's your first name, sir? Zach. And Zach, what do you do here in KC? Work at the railroad. Let's go. Yeah, a couple people left. A couple people got wet. Yeah. What? How long have you been working on the railroad? 21 years. Mazel, dude. Thanks for your service. What's been going on down at the railroad recently that... I don't know what the fuck I can ask you right now, Zach. I've never met a live conductor. Are you a conductor? No, you just work on the tracks. Make it... Work on the cars. The train cars. Yeah. Yeah. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because I'm like, do you do the choo-choo stuff? Do you get to go boop-boop?
Been there. Oh, man. They call me Benjamin Buck Naked.
You been there? You been buck naked a lot, my man? Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it needs to be more than that to have dropped a Ben there on us, you know? What's your first name?
Jeremy.
And Jeremy, where'd you end up, you know, unclothed? And how'd you get there? All right, just send me an email, dude. This sounds like it's going to be... Yeah, I mean, bro, that sounded like a 20-minute story minimum.
So, when I was a kid, I was allergic to chicken, and my dad, he worked at a chicken plant, so I was like, oh, this now I gotta be the chicken kid. And I picked up the saxophone when I was 15. So, all right, start from the top, but try to condense it.
Where? What's where? Why? Okay, so this is on me for asking you to like make the story 3 seconds long. But where does the ridge come into play? What ridge are we speaking of? Is it a close by ridge?
Well, I mean, that's where I was.
What the fuck are you on right now? And how do I get some of it? First name again?
Jeremy,
that's right. Jeremy, so you were at the ridge. How'd you get to the ridge? What were you doing at the ridge?
Well, we climbed up there.
You climbed up the ridge? Just for shits and giggles?
Well, I mean, yes.
Was it like a dare? Were you a child?
Yes. We were back in high school, and we climbed up there, we took our clothes off and jumped off.
Into a canyon or a water? Yeah. A river. You jumped buck naked into the river. And this was like, with all buds, or with some gals too, or some, yeah. Oh, yeah. The hesitancy in his head. He's like, I'm not gay, 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 I'm not gay. I love tits, I love tits, I love tits, I'm not gay, I'm not gay. Don't tell him it was all dudes. Say there was one girl, say there was one girl. Say she had fat tits and five pussies, say it. Oh my God. That was worth the price of admission alone. Jeremy, thank you for that.
Thank you. That was 100% why the hesitancy.
Can we get Jeremy another drink? Is that possible? Dude, never change. Have a bomb-ass summer, dude. Yeah. Look at this guy standing up, clapping for himself. I love it, dude. You're fucking... Are you real? Are you a figment of my imagination, Jer?
I hope so.
That's awesome. What do you do for work? Let's go, dude. Break that down for us.
So, I work for a business.
Heavy equipment business?
Yeah. It's called Foley.
Foley? Let's go to it. How long have you been working for it?
7 years.
Yeah, did you love it?
No.
Yeah. Why? Mix it up. You got to do something you like.
I'm basically a glorified babysitter.
Yeah. For some of the... What do you really want to do, though, Jared? Like, what's at the core? Like, what's burning inside you? If you had your druthers and you could, like, call in sick tonight forever.
Probably porn.
This is why you ask the questions. I don't think anyone thought he was going to say that, but no one is surprised by the answer. Probably porn. Hey, guess what, dude? Anyone can do porn. It's, do you get paid and do people want to see what you're filming? I mean, me and both Zachs could fucking scissor each other right now. But I guarantee you, only 5 people in here would want to see it. Please make that your new business card if you ever get into porn. Jeremy, porn director, .. could you do porn? Jeremy, do you have a girl in your life?
I do have a wife.
Let's go. Where is she tonight? Where is she tonight? I thought it's, that felt pretty clear the second time. Where is she? Like, where?
Where is she tonight?
Say it again.
She's at
home, let's go. You guys got kiddos?
I do.
My man. And who's this? Who'd you bring out? Who's the homie?
My good friend, Dustin.
Let's go, Dustin. Were you one of the cave jumpers? Do not, let's go.
Didn't
want to
be one of the people on TikTok.
Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, like featured in like an Adam Ray clip or something? Or you just meant like, is there like a page of like closeted gay dudes jumping off of bridges? I am not going to be a part of that trend, dude. No way, Jose. No way. Mr. Phil, how you doing, bud? Is that it? Say it again.
I just liked it.
He's liked it. I appreciate it. What's your name, man?
Houston,
yeah. What do you do here in KC?
Firefighter.
Firefighter. How long have you been doing it?
3 years.
3 years. You love it?
Love it.
Does it ever get too hot? Say it again. Yeah. First time you just went, time and time. I love that. You forgot the whole thing. I've been there. Somebody's like, dude, should we really go to that party? And you go, hey, man, carpe. Carpe. Yeah, I want to go. Yeah. Okay. Time and time, time. Time, time, it's a hot time, time. Time, time, it gets hot, yeah. I could never be a firefighter, dude. Good on you. Okay, you know why? I've seen too many cool fire movies where everyone's always saying cool shit. Like Kurt Russell runs in, you know, in Backdraft, and they're like, you know, Kurt Russell, don't go, or, you know, whatever his character name is. They don't call him Kurt Russell in Backdraft, you know. No, Kurt Russell! What? You know. But he, you know, every time he'd run in, and then, you know, he'd always say something cool. They'd be like, Kurt, you know, and he was like, it's all right. I fuck fire without a condom. You know, he'd always say something really... And that's what I'd be thinking. Like, what's my cool line before I run in and risk my life? And we got these hoodies, too, that just got Phil's face on the front. And we'll be right back on the back. Jeremy, dude, you got to come up. Jeremy, come up and get this, dude. Come on up and get this, dude. I think everyone is curious as to what you look like. Oh, shit. You see him walking down? He was like... Come on, Jeremy, here you go. All right, dude. There we go. Perfect.
No, not at all.
I don't even know where the fuck my phone is.
What if you shook a man and go, so, like I was saying, we jumped off the ridge, and there was actually 20 dudes. I forgot. There was a lot of chicks out there. A lot of dicks. No tits.
Last name.
Who is that? He knows my last name. That dude literally said my last name.
Does he know your last name? I was joking because you just said it 4 times. What is your last name?
Well, he knows it.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm gonna have to take you on the road, dude. The timing of that. You don't understand. Comedy is all timing. He said it four times. He knows my name. That guy knows my name. I think he knows your name. Wait, what is your name? He knows it, man. I mean, that is some Abbott and Costello shit. Third base.
So, I do stand up in Salina, Kansas, three nights a week.
You're a comedian? Oh, bro. Or do you have one joke that you would love to... Here, let me give you a proper intro, and then... All right, let's give him one joke. Let's let him do... Here, go down the stage, I'll introduce you. By the way, I know the Late Show's probably like, what's going on? Well, they picked the wrong show to go to, so... All right, this won't take, I don't think this will take long, but the way he grabbed the mic, this he could do a 45 minute. All right, guys, your next comment, so pretend I'm like, it's like an open mic and I just finished doing a joke and then I'll introduce. So I'll say a line, I'll say something, I'll say like a punchline and then you laugh and then I'll bring him up, right? Sis, shut the fuck up, dude, I got this. Shut the fuck up, yeah. I got this. Remember when my face was on the poster? I'm good. Yeah. I've been fine for an hour and 10. But thank you for coming out. Here's what you should do, man. I love you, dude. You're fine. All right. So I'm a comic. I say the last part of the joke. So anyway, that's the last time I'm going to eat a pube in my fucking casserole. My name's been Benny Benson. Are you guys ready for your next comedian? Yeah. He comes all the way from Solana, Kansas. You guys know him. Jeremy. Well, you know his last name.
So how's everyone doing? One time, shut the fuck up. You, take your shirt off. No, I'll do it. It's fine. No, the stage is mine. It's fine. So, does anyone know my last name? No, it's fine.
One guy does.
Fuck. So I had a kid, right? I had two. One legitimate. I'm not saying the other one wasn't. I'm just saying, but the one legitimate kid, autistic. Thank you. Fucking one guy loves autistic people. Where the fuck is this guy? Anyway. So... The one logistic kid. You're making it. The one logistic kid. Born anal.
Guys, let me just say, he just asked for another picture, but let's, not an easy thing to do to come up on stage and do it.
It is not, but thank you guys for letting me do it. And the one guy that knows me, thank you guys so much, and I love you guys.
Yo, thanks for coming up and sharing your gift with us, Jared. No, seriously, it's not an easy thing to come up and just stay up, and that was cool.
It's a horrible gift.
Well, I didn't say it. You did. But yeah, it's... Guys, one more time for Jeremy. Take your hoodie, baby. Take your hoodie. Your hoodie's right there. A picture. Yeah, let's do it. One more. Turn around. Here, guys. Great.
Open it up. can't work Android, but he can work anal.
Not funny. Okay, go nuts, guys. Go nuts. Thanks, Jerry. Guys, one more time for Jeremy. Thanks, brother. Thanks for being a good sport. Good try. Thank you, brother. Guys, one more time for Jeremy. There he goes, huh? Oh, man. All right. Hey, man. This is why you got to go outside, you know? You never know what's around the corner. By the way, he looked back after he goes, take your shirt off. Fuck this guy. And then I turn back and I go, do a joke. And he goes, oh, now? Like, what were you doing before? Okay, how you guys feeling? Saturday night, late show, guys. Come on. Guys, it's a weird show. A lot of weird beards, and let's look at this guy, dude. We got a softball umpire from the 30s. The comfiest guy in KC right now, dude. Flip-flops, let's go, dude. Yeah, what's going on? What's your first name? Justin, let's go. You from KC proper? Yeah, what do you do out here?
Automotive.
Candy. For candy lotion? What did you, no, what did you say? Key and D, who? Oh, Kia dealership. Oh, why did I think you said candy lotion? Fuck. All right, it's been a long night. Did I just have a stroke? Why did I think you said that? Candy lotion, yeah. But although, if I'm being perfectly honest, you look like a guy that would walk up to a kid and go, hey, you want some candy lotion? So, this isn't totally my fault. You know what I'm saying? Stand up and show the room what you're working with right now. Look at this guy. I mean, come on, dude. Full 360, dude. Looking good. Looking good. If I was gay, I would not. But, no. It was Justin, right? Let's go, baby. What are you drinking on tonight? Old Blue Moon. Old Blue Moon. Dude, you just aged like 30 years. An Old Blue Moon. Sucking down Grandpa's old beef syrup. Do you have, so obviously tomorrow is also a day off from work, yeah? And who's the friends? Who's the group?
My wife, and this is one of my old apprentices.
Old apprentices?
Yeah.
Dude, you just aged another 20 years.
And this is one of my predecessors, apprentices, but also nemesises.
One of my predecessors, dude. Justin, stop talking. I haven't heard the word predecessors used ever. Apprentice. Oh, okay. Sorry. You're killing it, dude. And who's the apprentice?
You're I'm Nick.
Nick, yeah. And so, Nick, you're hoping to someday take over the... You're not a billionaire, yeah. Well, no, with that attitude, you got to believe in yourself, yeah. Let's go, Nick. Say it again. Let's go. Where are we going? Yeah. Hopefully not back to work. Yeah, you want to quit? What would you like to be doing? You know, because I love stand-up, but I had dreams before this, you know? Like, what was the original dream, Nick?
Well,
you make music. What kind of music? R&B rap? Fuck, dude. And don't take this personal, but anytime a white guy says, I rap, I'm always like, no, you don't. Or I hope I get to see it. What sort of, do you have an album out?
Yeah, I have an EP.
You have an EP? Let's give it a little plug. It's on all the platforms. Yeah, what's it called?
Nasty Nick.
Oh my God, his girl just goes, Nasty Nick. Nasty Nick in the... Nasty Nick. Oh, man. Awesome. See, dude, behind every white rapper is a slutty girlfriend that is very supportive. No. No, you're perfect. You're so sweet. Supportive is what I meant. You are so... Nasty Nick, because he didn't want to pimp out his own shit. So you know, that's awesome. Nasty Nick, dude, I'm intrigued. Nasty Nick, what's one of the singles off the album? And then Eat Me,
Need Me.
I thought he said Eat Me. I was like, are we still talking about the rap album, or are you coming for me right now? Eat Me. Oh, it's Need Me. Need Me. Yeah, fuck yeah. And what's Need Me? Yeah. And what is the song about? Like need me what? Like
Is it about your girl? Like, you need me. You don't think you do, but you need what you need me. Yeah. Yeah, it's not the size of the boat, but it's the motion in the ocean. You need me. Yeah. Come down to my store. I'll sell you candy lotion. You need me. You need me.
I mean, that might be the worst song of all time.
You need me. Bam, 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 boom, bam, boom, bam, boom. You need me.
He just forgets his own lyrics. Wait, what? You wouldn't give us a little taste of the medicine, would you? Just real. You don't. My dad is 79. I love my dad. I love my dad. I wouldn't vote for my dad for anything. Maybe sixth coolest guy at the assisted living. Yeah. You all right? Yeah. You keep going, and then just waving over here.
Yeah, I love it.
You love it? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Just go ahead and think that on your head next time. Yeah. What, yeah, I've heard you yelp out quite a bit. Is it just, you agree with a lot of the things I'm saying? Well, yeah, great, yeah. And then you were like, hey. Yeah. All right. What is your first name?
My first.
Now, let's go with your Native American name. What is, yeah, your first name. So when you go into a place, let's say your job, right? And people greet you. What do they call you? Cinnamon? What do they call you? What's your first? What is it?
Allie,
let's go. And Allie, where do you work?
I own my own.
Take your time, sound it out. Yeah. Say it again.
I own my own company.
You own your own company. Let's give it a little bit of a plug. Allie, what's the company? What is it about? And then we'll see if we can come up.
You just clean.
Do you have a maid service? Let's go. Yeah, and is it, what's the name of it? Let's, again, shout it out.
It's actually Neat Nick.
Neat Nick?
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah.
Nasty Nick,
yeah. Neat Nick meet. That. Neat Nick versus Nasty Nick. Fight! The worst level of Street Fighter. Let's go. And Neat Nick, and how much do you charge for... you know, to like a vacuum.
We'll talk later.
We'll say it again? We'll talk later? Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, we probably won't, but... Yeah. I don't live here, so I don't... your services probably won't be desired. And Allie, who's this guy to your right? Who's this guy that's...
This is Brian.
Let's go, Brian. Brian, how long have you and Allie known each other? Allie, shut the fuck up for a second, okay? I want to hear Brian. Yeah. Allie, you're perfect. You're lovely. Brian, how long have you and Allie known each other?
7 months.
7 months?
Yeah.
Let's go. And you met through?
Business partner.
Oh, your business. So you work at Allie's fake cleaning company, yeah? Brian, are you like the CEO or president or what?
What's up, Paul? Get
funny. I mean, that was very funny, Allie.
What's so fucking funny?
Allie, you're perfect. Allie, what are you sipping on tonight? Looks like you brought your own water bottle, yeah? Yeah, something tells me that might be Gatorade and vodka, Allie. Is it just water?
I don't like alcohol.
You don't like alcohol?
No.
Don't drink? Good for you. Yeah. So you're just cleaner, healthier. You thought, yeah, decisive, more decisive. Do you have any vices, Allie, in 2025? Because everyone's got something that they're like, I just need this just to kind of take the edge off, you know?
What do you mean?
Like a vice, I don't know, like, for me, it's weed, right? For Justin, you know, it's fucking, you know, you're out of here, you know, just fucking pretending he's an umpire, you know? Yeah, so what is yours?
Fired.
Players?
You're fired.
You're fired, yeah. Yeah, and, okay, so... Brian, are you her sponsor? What's going on here? Yeah. I'm trying to put the pieces together. Allie, when did you meet Brian? How many years ago? Yep. A year ago, yeah. And Brian, again, the business. I just would love to lock in on like one, you know.
It's so cool to see you. I watch you online all the time.
I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. Live is way cooler, right? Is this your first time seeing me live?
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Nick, you going to warm up those vocals in the bathroom?
Are you? You better not be dine and dashing, motherfucker. All right, somebody fucking... Is he going to warm up? Nick, you guys aren't leaving, are you?
Sure.
You got to pee. And she's going with you to hold it? What's going on? That is support. Dude, she's not only like, Nasty Nick, you're Nasty Nick. You're Nasty Nick. Let me shake it off. Shake it off. You're Nasty Nick. You got to have a clean, empty urethra when you go out there and rap from the heart. You got to speak from the heart. You're Nasty Nick. He's like, I'm Nasty Nick. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. You fuck this up, you could be working for fucking Allie and her fake cleaning business. Shining Brian's head.
All right, Nasty Nick, this is, baby, to you. And to the debut EP. And the EP, again, is titled Need Me, right? No, that's one of the tracks. The EP's called?
Nasty Nick Volume
1. Nasty Nick Volume 1. Yo, here's to Nasty Nick Volume 2 through 25, motherfucker.
I like your hair. Can I clean your house? I like your hair. I like your shirt. I like your hat. I like your legs. I like your fat. I like your butt. I like your... This is Brian. He's a little shy. He's a little... But he's a good guy. He's a good guy. Brian, actually, I've known Brian for 5 months. And... He's a really good guy. He's so nice to me. Always takes me out. Always pays for my dinner. Every time I'm like, Brian, I'm going to get Chipotle. He always buys me Chipotle. Anytime I want to go to Olive Garden, he's like, you want to get the unlimited breadsticks? And we always get the breadsticks. And I'm like, you want to get the spaghetti on you? And we always get the spaghetti and the breadstick. But my business is called, you know what? That's none of your fucking business, actually. That's my fucking...
All right, who wants to see Nasty Nick rap? And then we'll close this bitch out. Tony, I know you've been sitting back there with some sort of a beat locked up. There's no way you've had an hour and change to get a beat. There's no way you've been sitting back there playing with yourself. Do you have any sort of a track? I'll even start it off. You got to have something, some sort of a something. Yeah, here, you got to have something back there, like something that's just... Do you want me just a beatbox or what? Or do you have a track? Tony, stop what you're doing. Tony. Are you playing fucking Angry Birds? What the fuck are you doing back there? Did you hear what just came through the speakers? Sounded like Allie's ringtone. What was that? Tony's like, rap to that. I mean... Tony, take two. Let's try that one more time, baby. An actual track that someone could rap to in stri- You want to air? Oh, can you? No, you're going to rap. Oh, you have your track. All right, Tony. Cut it. Oh, that felt really good, dude. Wait, can we do that one more time and try to time it out? Hey. Nah, I ain't feeling it. Cut that shit! Ooh, that felt as good as Allie feels right now.
It's just water.
No, it's not. Tony, I think he's... You want to airdrop? No, you have your own track. Can I play it through on the... What's going to make this go the smoothest for you?
You can do whatever you want, man. I can send it to him. I can do whatever.
Do you have it in your phone?
Yeah.
Let's pull that up. Let's just... Yeah. Tony, it's called Stay With Me. No, that one's a little long. You want Too Late or Doppelganger? You got a lot of hits on here, baby. Trials and Tribu. Oh, Tribulations? It cut off. I literally thought it was called Trials and Tribu. Oh, I got real excited. Volume 1, Nasty Nick, Trials and Tribu. Hit it, DJ.
Bing, boom, bing, bing.
That was the actual song. We got Demons, Pictures, Need Me. I think we got to go with Need Me, right? All right. Tony, you can't find...
No, I got Told Her, I got Curry Powder, Dolo...
Curry Powder? No. You stay right where the fuck you are, Nick. We got Curry Powder. Do you know Curry Powder? Is that yours?
No,
No. What are you doing back there, dude? Are you on fucking Postmates? What are you doing? We got curry powder, Kung Pao chicken, Jersey Mike's, Burger King. Let's go Nimi, I think.
Gotcha.
Nimi? Yeah. All right. So, come on up, baby. Guys, welcome Nasty Nick to the stage. I love you, too. I'm gonna move this over here. Give me some lights, too. Give me some lights. Please make it loud for motherfucking Nasty Nick, baby. What's going on? Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, you always come around when you need me. Every time you're feeling down, you delete me. I know it's difficult to believe me. All the damage put on you, shit ain't easy enough. I don't give you the right to deceive me. Every time you felt upset, you come back around. Get my check, it's hard to focus. You were growing on me. Now you playing games, what's up? You not showing on me. Talking way too much, shut up. I need to focus on it. They like, why are you sad? I don't know. But it's weighing on me. I can't even understand. Cause I'm trying not to rant. Listen up, comprehend. Trying to show you my true colors. Every time I settle down, I close up like some shutters. Trying to get back around. Comes around, goes around. So tell me who's the savage now. I'm floating and I love the sound of silence when it fills the room. Feel at peace when I'm far from you. That's when I'm not ridiculed. Yeah, you always come around when you need me. Every time you're feeling down, you delete. To believe me, all the damage put on you, shit ain't easy enough. That don't give you the right to deceive me. Every time you felt upset, you come back around and throw it on me. Trying to get my check, it's hard to focus. You were growing on me. Now you playing games, what's up? You not showing up. Stranded in my own head, I'm trying to catch a break. Beating down from every corner like it's not even my brain. I was living in a nightmare, now it's summer fine. I know you think it's not fair, I'm stuck on my grind. My brain was running laps, you was playing with my mind. I was searching through my path, I'll make it sometime. Someday, some year, and I'll never stop trying. Everybody's got their fears, but I'll face mine. Every time, I was searching through my path, I'll make it sometime. Someday, some year, and I'll never stop trying. Yeah, you always come around when you need me. Every time you're feeling down, you delete me. I know it's difficult to believe me. All the damage put on you, shit ain't easy enough. I don't give you the right to deceive me. Every time you felt upset, you come back around and throw it on me. Trying to get my check, it's hard to focus. You were growing on me. Now you playing games, what's up? You not showing up.
Amen. Amen.
Guys, one more time for Nasty Nick. Let him hear it, dude. Come on, baby. And keep it going for Allie. Come on, she's sober. That was incredible. Keep it going for Justin. One more time for Nasty Nick. Let him hear it, you guys. Holy fucking shit. What a... Dude, I gotta be honest. That fucking... I thought that was gonna be so bad. That was awesome. That was actually fucking dope. Dude, one more time for Nasty Nick. Let him hear it. Yo, you guys were unfucking believable. Did you have a good time tonight? This was a great show. What a way to close out the weekend. I love you so much. I'll see you outside. Good night, everybody!
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Have you ever spent $150 on a bottle of cologne? Then you get home, you sprayed it on, and immediately you think to yourself, wow, I smell like a mistake. Yeah, me too. It's painful. That's why I love micro perfumes. They let you try luxury scents without committing to a full bottle or throwing cash down the drain. I'm talking Dior, Tom Ford, Creed, the real deal for just a few bucks. Here's the fun part. You get pocket-sized vials so you can test drive your scent before you buy. That's what we all want. Test drive before you buy. Your fragrance, like your first handshake, it says a lot before you even open your mouth. You want something bold, classic, nostalgic? Micro perfumes make it easy to find your vibe. I've tested a few myself and discovered some scents that I wouldn't have guessed that I would have loved. But you know what? It rules. The shipping's fast. I can even keep a couple in my bag for travel or nights out. Maybe in the car, my pocket, wherever. Sometimes you just need to smell like a million bucks, and you don't want to have a big-ass bottle in your purse or your fanny pack. No knockoffs, no guessing, just real designer fragrances ready when you are. Honestly, it's the smartest way to avoid that $200 bottle disaster. That was my nickname in middle school. So why commit blind to a $200 bottle? Find your scent, soulmate, today and get up to 60% off at microperfumes.com/ALN. Just for my listeners, that's microperfumes.com/ALN. For up to 60% off. Microperfumes.com/ALN. Real sense, no regrets. Right, Johnny Depp?
That's right, Adam.
Thanks, Johnny.
Bundle and save with Expedia. You were made to follow your favorite band and from the front row, we were made to quietly save you more. Expedia, made to travel. Savings vary and subject to availability. Flight inclusive packages are at all protected.